You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN. More talk now.
The Steve Gruber Show, glad to have you aboard for the conversations. One of our best contributors over all of these years, Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center. And he's been a contributor here talking about gun control, trends in America. He's an academic, a guy who looks at the numbers, doesn't get involved so much with the emotion of it all, but the truth and the underlying facts of the matter. Dr. John Lott, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you here. The headline from one of your articles since this horrible shooting in Pennsylvania is that finally a president who understands the danger of gun-free zones, President Trump on the mass public shooting at the Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue. Because gun-free zones, according to your research and lots of what you've broken down, almost invariably, this is where these sorts of horrendous events occur, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, my heart goes out again to the victims in these cases, their families, their loved ones, and their friends. And, you know, we just need to finally do something about this. And I've been arguing this for 20 years, and it's, you know, amazing we finally have a president who understands that these killers are attracted to those places where people aren't able to go and defend themselves, that these people may be crazy in some sense who do these attacks, but they're not stupid. They have a goal. The goal is to kill as many people as possible, and they understand, very simply, if they go to some place where victims aren't able to go and defend themselves, they're going to be able to go and kill more people before somebody arrives on the scene and is able to stop them. That the police are extremely important, I think, but police are almost never there when these attacks occur, and if they are, having somebody in uniform there is like putting somebody with a neon sign that says, shoot me first, because the killers will know that if they kill that person first, then they'll essentially have free reign.
That's right. Then their reign of terror can continue unabated. So the president was denigrated, naturally, because every time one of these things happens, the press rushes to figure out a way to blame Donald Trump for it. Now, thinking people, people that can rationalize, realize that the president is not responsible for this madman murdering people at a Jewish synagogue. In fact, not only was this guy hateful of Jews, he hated Donald Trump. But that notwithstanding, by extension, CNN and NBC News and the New York Times and others blame President Trump for this. But what he pointed out was no armed guard. If there had been an armed guard there, it may have turned out different. If there was an armed guard, because that wasn't allowed, there was no concealed carry allowed, there was no defense allowed, so these people really had no chance because the law dictated that they had no chance, correct?
Right. Well, I mean, this was a decision that the individual synagogue made about not allowing people with concealed carry permits to be able to worship inside there. They had armed security for high holy days, but they didn't have the finances, they said, in order to have them at services all year round. And so, you know, they essentially left the place open for an attack on these other days. And
wouldn't it have made more sense, I mean, quite honestly, doctor, that if you don't have the finances for it, you're in Pennsylvania, you can get a concealed carry permit in Pennsylvania the same as you can most other places. Wouldn't it have made more sense to make sure that you have one or two people in your group that have a concealed carry permit, or you make sure that somebody that's on staff there has a concealed carry permit? And that should be true not just here, but around the country, should it not? In this day and age where you've got psychopaths that are willing to come in and lay down a field of fire against people they don't even know and murder people that are complete strangers, wouldn't it have made more sense if you don't have the financial wherewithal that somebody in your congregation most likely has a concealed carry, wouldn't you think?
I would think so. Look, if it were me, I'd have a sign in front of places like this that said, you know, people in our congregation have concealed carry permits, and they will use their weapon to go and protect the congregants that are here.
That's a great idea. You should put a sign in front of your place of worship. Our parishioners or whatever it may be have concealed carry permits, and they are encouraged to use them while here. Wouldn't that make more sense? And then it's not a gun-free zone anymore.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it would cause any of these killers to think a couple times before they go and would go into a place like that and hopefully stop them from going in to begin with.
It begs a really important question, though, because on the back of my concealed carry permit card from Michigan, the new updated ones that are a lot fancier than the other ones. Here it says a prohibited premises. And one of the things listed is church, synagogue, mosque, temple, or other places of worship. You're not allowed to carry there. Now, if the mosque or synagogue or temple or church says you can carry here, does that change the right for me? Does that give me the right as a CPL carrier to go into this premises, even though it specifically says not to do so on the back of my concealed carry license?
Right. Well, I mean, different states have different rules. Pennsylvania leaves it up to the individual house of worship in this case, whether or not they're going to ban their congregants from being able to go and protect themselves. So, I mean, that was the decision that they had to make. And, you know, I respect their decision there. I disagree with it. I just hope that they'll change these policies. You know, it'd be great if they could afford an armed guard all the time. I'd personally not have the armed guard in any type of uniform. I'd have them blend in with the crowd there if that's what they want to do.
Like an air marshal. Like an air marshal on an airplane. You don't know who they are, but they're there, right?
Right.
That's a great idea. Another great idea from Dr. John Lott here with us, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Let them blend into the crowd. Put a sign out front. We encourage our members to carry concealed and exercise their Second Amendment rights. That might be a deterrent. At any rate, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I mean, I'm just frustrated and saddened by this. These are things that we know what we can do on these events to try to stop them. And instead, we immediately have pushes for more gun control laws that, you know, these background checks on private transfers. I know I guess Obama was raising them and others immediately after the attack. Assault weapons bans were being offered. You know, we've tried those before. There's not, even if the law on background checks had been in effect, there's not one mass public shooting, you know, in the last 20 years at least, that would have been stopped if such a law had been in effect.
Dr. John Lott, we have to leave it there for today from the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Read his compelling columns. Doctor, always terrific having you.
All right, thanks very much.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to greatlakesjc.org. That's greatlakesjc.org. greatlakesjc.org.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org.